the popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's the story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. I promised you I would play this. Senator Daines from Montana on shooting down the spy balloon.
Look, I'm a fifth generation Montanan, spent a lot of time canvassing the state. There are plenty of places we could have taken that balloon down.
It was a 7-mile debris field.
The biggest risk would have been hitting a cow, a prairie dog, or an antelope.
So you don't buy this at all?
No. This is called Big Sky Country. They had a chance to take the shot. In fact, they needed to take that shot when it first crossed into U.S. airspace there in Montana. Remember, it's hovering over our ICBMs. We're very proud of that mission in Montana. In fact, one of the slogans up there is scaring the hell out of America's enemies since 1962. The Chinese weren't afraid. Those ICBMs are weapons of mass destruction. Those are the most powerful weapons known to mankind. We have those in Montana, and as Ronald Reagan said, that's about peace through strength. The Chinese put that balloon right over the top of them.
When you have the senator from Montana saying, yeah, you could have blown that thing up over Montana, we would have been cool with it. Like, that's the decision not to take down the balloon earlier. As the former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper explained, more and more and more and more looks like something political, because it clearly was. It clearly was. And one of the people making sense about this spy balloon, it shocked. This is the second time where, like, he's making sense. But he's a radical progressive in so many ways. Ro Khanna, the congressman from California, talking about, look, China has much more to lose with their relationship with us than we do with them.
Joe, just based on the public reporting, it looks like it happened a number of times before, but the China committee is going to get a full briefing from the relevant administration officials so we can get the facts. The point is, though, that this is unnecessarily escalatory for China, and they have a lot to lose. I mean, we've got a $400 billion trade deficit with China. That means we have far more leverage. They need us to buy things from them. Their economy is far more dependent on us. For them to take these kind of escalatory measures is not in their self-interest, and we need to be very, very clear that this is unacceptable.
Well, it seems now that is a take. I always find it amazing when we hear these takes from places where we're not really expected to hear the take. And I believe in applauding it when I hear it. This is accurate. People very often retreat to the idea, well, it's China. Well, we owe them this. Well, they control that. Well, what are we going to do? I guess we just have to take it. We don't take anything from China. Why do we have to take it from them? That seems certifiable. That's madness. I'm not taking any abuse from them. To hell with them. Let them deal with what it is they've created. When they send over a spy balloon, we take a zero off the debt. When they steal from us, we take a zero off the debt. When they say something that isn't nice, we take a zero off the debt. Let them figure out what to do. Let them figure it out. I've only been saying it now for years. It's nice to have a little bit of backup. I was just surprised where it's coming from. Maybe it's going to make me rethink my thoughts. I've thought about it. All I'm offering up is a suggestion. Someone has a better one, I'm all ears.